We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nancy Pelosi finally fessed up. I've been telling y'all for ages. The whole point of the illegal immigrants eventually is to get them all voting. But you know, before that is to have them counted in the census so that they can steal congressional districts from red areas so that they don't actually have to make arguments for what they believe. And that the number in a court case, I can't repeat this enough times, currently filed by the state of Alabama is 20. Alabama is about to have another congressional district stolen from them and redistributed to California. And that is based on census counts. That's how we allocate congressional districts. We count how many people are in the area, and if, you know, one area is losing people and another is gaining them, well, that, you know, the other area gets the congressional district, right? So that's the importance of illegal immigrants, because in 2016, the Supreme Court ruled that the census, unfortunately, could count illegal immigrants. And so this is the racket. So Alabama is charging that the district they're about to lose and 20 others are actually should be in red states, were stolen from citizens and redistributed using, you know, illegal alien bodies counted in the census. So, I mean, you look at 20 districts, if they had not been reallocated, Republicans would still control the House of Representatives by 2 seats. It's a thin margin, but still. So, and you can see how they are literally suppressing our votes, citizen votes, in the hopes that illegal immigrants will allow them to gain more and more and more power. And this is why they want the border wide open. I mean, they do not care if every MS-13 member comes here and shoots our streets up, shoots the subway up, public executions like in the last month. They don't care. Threatens the NYPD, says they're going to kill them at home. Don't care. Every one of those MS-13 bodies, you know, maybe they're covered with blood from killing people with a machete in public parks, but it's no big deal. They all are an extra body to be counted in the census so that they can steal districts from citizens who won't vote for them and allocate them to sanctuary areas. This is the whole purpose of sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, so that the illegals will flock to one place and not dilute, so that then the congressional districts can be redistributed away from citizens to areas with a lot of non-citizens. But that even isn't enough for the left. Nancy Pelosi, in a speech, she's talking about Reagan going on about the Statue of Liberty and how our ancestors were greeted by. But today in California, they are welcomed from a different direction, the southern border. She forgets to note that our ancestors legally came here, and these folks are breaking into the country, a completely huge difference, which the Democrats regularly gloss over. Then she goes on to say that we really need to stop denying them their voting rights. Wait, what? No, you heard that right. They just got here. They're scrubbing the desert dust off their back. They broke into the country illegally. But we cannot continue to deny them their voting rights. Wait a minute. What about the people of Arizona? You know, the citizens? I know citizenship, meaningless term these days, but the citizens, you know, the ones currently suing because the congressional districts were allocated where the illegals are? Like them. What about their voting right? Nobody cares. Nobody cares about their voting right. Nobody cares. Here's Nancy Pelosi explaining the scheme. In case you ever doubted me about what the plan was.
We in California see people coming from a different direction, but the same welcome. You see them coming from this, many from the south, southern border, but should be the same welcome. And we want them, when they come here, to be fully part of our system. And that means not suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America.
And that means not suppressing the vote of the newcomers to America. Now, if we're going to suppress the vote of the people of Alabama, that's okay. Alabama specifically suing because they're saying, listen, the reason they lost their congressional seat is because they don't have a lot of illegal immigrants in Alabama. Not as many as in California, where the congressional district is being transferred. So apparently the Pelosi point of view is just go ahead and transfer the districts from the citizens. But, you know, it's okay to disenfranchise them of their vote. But the illegals, now that's another thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.